They say everyone deserves a great love story. Let's talk about Simons. Welcome back. I'm John Ellis. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for joining me for the entire month. As we've talked about previously, I'm joining in on the National Podcast Post-Month. That means I am publishing a daily movie discussion and or review as part of this series every single day in November, every day. So for the most part, these are going to be shorter episodes, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy creating them. So will I make it every day is the goal. We're going to see. That's part of this challenge. It's a challenge for me, and I hope you enjoy listening to these as much as I enjoy making them. It should be hopefully it's fun for both of us. Now, if you're new to the podcast, normally I focus on current movies with the goal of letting you know what the best movie of the year is so far. And we're certainly going to get back to that, so hold on to that. But until then, we're going to talk about short reviews, short discussions, little tidbits about things going on in the film industry. We're going to discuss movies that we may have missed on their initial run, but we just didn't get a chance to talk about it on the podcast, or other strong movies like today's. So today I finally get a chance to talk about a movie I love from this past spring. Love, Simon. Now, Simon is your average teen, and Love, Simon is your average teen movie, but that's also what makes it special. It's not breaking new ground when it comes to teen comedy, but yet it sort of is. And Simon's love story, as you'll see, is a little more complicated. This is a story of a boy who keeps a secret that he has not told his friends or family that he's gay. He discovered there is at least one other gay student in school, and he falls for him through a series of anonymous messages. And as his secret is on the verge of being revealed, he struggles with deceiving and manipulating his best friends in order to hide this truth. Nick Robinson plays the very lovable Simon, and you're on his side from the beginning. Even though he makes some bad decisions, you cheer for him constantly. And there's a strong cast of characters, supporting characters in this film, especially the younger cast, his friends, the other teenagers. They make this an extremely fun movie. Love, Simon, it's overly sweet as candy. It's light, it's fluffy, you know, again, it's cotton candy. It's not revolutionary in storytelling, it's just fun. But in a sense, that's also what makes it great. It's normal. And that in itself is groundbreaking. So I'm going to be sure to post information about Love, Simon on ellisonmovies.com. As you know, and if you follow me on Twitter, you can always find me there talking about movies, whether it's this movie or previous movies, at ellisonmovies. Until then, be sure to hit that subscribe button or follow button, however you're listening, however you're listening to your podcast right now, so you can be alerted when these new episodes drop. Until then, we'll talk tomorrow.